Carey Price.
Carey, there's still work to do in your own zone as a team, but is there a little bit more than that tonight?
Yeah, we just, I don't think we were very sharp off the get-go, obviously. We just needed to come out with a better effort in the first. It's tough when you fall behind like that.
What have you seen in front of you to explain that false start?
What's that?
What have you seen in front of you that could explain that?
I think they came out of the gun, you know, it's their home opener, and I mean, we didn't match their intensity.
You feel there's a lot of thing to adjust defensively, or it was just a game?
I think it was just kind of the way it went off the get-go. I think we'll make our adjustments and come back better tomorrow.
What did Claude say after the first period, Karen?
We just needed to come out with a little bit more grit. It was pretty evident that we needed to put forth a better effort.
Expect to be back tomorrow night at MSG.
Yeah. Yeah, look forward to getting back in there.
But I think yourself.
Yeah.
Cal Ausner.
You know, that's the hard part about the game is, you know, 2D men can be good and 3 forwards can be good and 2D can, you know, everybody has to be good every night in order for it to work out really good. And you can just tell that we're just a little slow to make some plays and our reaction time. And especially against a team like this, you give them time, they make you pay. And you know, we got away with it a little bit in the first game and at some points in the exhibition, but yeah, we just need to be quicker. We need to make our decisions and our reads much faster than we are right now.
So is it fair to say there isn't a grace period or an adjustment, or is it you guys have been through training camp already and you throw that out the window?
Yeah, I mean, there's still a bit of a grace period, I think. It's still going to take some time because, like you said, there's a fair bit of turnover. But at the same time, I think we all expect it to happen a lot faster, and we think it probably should. So you know, we got to everyone that has their shifts and all that stuff watch and see where they're making their reads wrong or slow, and we talk more out there than it's going to help.
Ultimately, it's 2 points lost no matter who you play, but yep. Given that it was these guys and it's your first time back,
yeah.
How do you express that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you don't want to lose 6-1 to any team. It doesn't matter if they're your old team or team you see twice a year. And that's, you know, it's not the homecoming you want. But at the same time, I'm more focused on the team here. I mean, we got a little bit of work to do, obviously. And, you know, it stings. But sometimes you got to tip your cap to their team, too. And I think that's part of what's going to happen tonight.
Your reaction to the tribute?
Nice, very nice. Yeah, we're talking about it. Now all the cameras are here without getting emotional. It was nice. Very nice to see that they put that time and effort in.
What about Cal Ausner? Max Pacioretty.
He's a big defenseman.
Is it tough to see the glass half full because you had a good second period after that slow start? Or is it too tough now because of the result?
You know, like the mindset was there for a lot of guys. I thought a lot of guys were working. Like I said, the game now, every single year you see how more and more important it is to have 5 guys on the same page when you're out there. It just seemed like it was just a little bit off, and maybe, you know, one guy was just one step behind each shift, and that adds up. And you know, our forecheck, you know, it seemed like F1 was working, and we couldn't find F2, and then F3, you know, was caught in between as well. And maybe that's a case of overthinking or you know, mentioned not being prepared. I'm not sure, but the good news is that we play tomorrow, and hopefully we can play with much more energy and desperation because we got out.
Shea Weber.
I think obviously things weren't going our way right from the get-go, and I think they were just looking for a spark, trying to get something to go. And I mean, at that point, it was already too late. We were so far down, and thought we had a. Did some really good things in the second, but it's too late. I mean, you can't let a team like that go up on you early and expect to be able to come back.
Is it fair to say that with the amount of turnover there was on the blue line that it will take time to figure it out, or you guys had training camp and that should be out the window?
Yeah, I mean, we're all professionals. Everyone's in the NHL for a reason, and we've got to be a lot better as a whole, as a team, not just the defense, but right through the lineup. And there's no excuse. And the good thing is we've got tomorrow to go back to work and turn it around and get back to playing the way we know how to play.
Voilà pour chez Weber, point de presse de Claude Julien.
Le facteur prédominant selon toi pour la défaite de ce soir?
C'est sur son départ. Quand tu dans les 3 premières minutes, tu lui accordes 3 buts contre une équipe comme ça, c'est difficile de faire une remontée. Puis écoute, c'est des choses de même qui qui est difficile pour une équipe. Ça nous a vraiment, à ce point-là, on avait l'air d'une équipe bouleversée le restant de la première période et puis le dommage était fait.
Des erreurs mentales ou des erreurs d'effort, selon toi?
Un peu des deux.
Vous aviez insisté beaucoup sur le travail dans le territoire défensif, Claude. Est-ce que, quand tu as vu ça, tu dis que tu pars de plus loin ou par rapport à ce que vous avez à faire comme travail?
Bien, c'est plus, je pense qu'on a des joueurs là, qui connaissent des soirées difficiles. C'est assez évident. Puis pour gagner ici, il faut que tout le monde soit sur la même page. Puis il faut qu'on soit mieux en groupe, disons. Et puis comme c'est là, tu ne peux pas gagner avec une demi-équipe ou trois quarts d'une équipe. Il faut que tout le monde soit capable de mieux jouer. Et puis c'est là qu'on doit s'améliorer. On a vu quand on joue bien en équipe, on a vu les résultats dans le passé. C'est de retrouver ça. C'est que d'une façon peut-être bon qu'on... On joue demain soir, on peut oublier le match le plus rapidement possible et se concentrer sur le prochain en sachant qu'on doit améliorer. Puis c'est une des choses qu'on peut faire au moment où on se parle.
Est-ce que c'était l'objectif de pouvoir le remettre immédiatement demain soir?
Probablement. Ça, c'est un des facteurs qui a vraiment balancé de ce côté-là. Écoute, quand tu tires de l'arrière 4-0, comme j'ai dit, pour moi, c'était mieux de me donner une chance de le garder frais et dispo pour demain.
Peut-être de la façon dont vous avez amorcé la deuxième, cette deuxième période-là a quand même été très positive avant le but.
Oui, pendant 15 minutes, je pense, de cette période-là, on était quand même bon. Dernier 5 minutes, on a glissé encore un peu, là, puis on a accordé des buts, mais c'était... Écoute, c'est sûr qu'avec un score de la façon que c'est, tu peux dire que l'autre équipe peut-être pas été aussi dominant par exprès, tu sais, mais on a réussi au moins à resserrer le jeu un peu pour tu sais, minimiser le nombre de lancers. En première période, ça lançait de partout, puis ensuite en deuxième, puis en troisième, je pense qu'ils ont eu 9 lancés, mais c'est quelque chose qu'on doit faire dès le début du match, puis comme je disais, on n'était pas prêt pour commencer le match, puis c'est de notre faute.
Vous avez commencé le match avec des nouveaux duos de défenseurs, avec des changements dans les duos. Qu'est-ce qui était l'idée derrière les changements après un match?
Je vois, ça s'appelle coaching, c'est tout. C'est du coaching, puis je prends des décisions en cours de route.
Coach, merci.
Merci.